Full text of Measure E, Mill Valley School District Resolution Number 14-15/16. Resolution of the Governing Board of the Mill Valley School District proposing continuation of existing parcel tax, establishing specifications of the election order, and requesting consolidation with other elections occurring on November 8, 2016. June 3, 2016, the Mill Valley School District Governing Board finds the voters of Mill Valley have consistently supported the district's excellent education program through the passage of local parcel taxes that have enabled the recruitment and retention of excellent teachers and staff and relatively small class sizes at Edna McGuire, Mill Valley Middle, Old Mill, Park, Strawberry Point, and Tamalpais Valley Schools. And the voters of the district previously authorized a renewal of the district's parcel tax, which expires on June 30, 2018. However, unless voters authorize a further renewal of the tax, a substantial reduction and elimination of educational programs and services will result from expiration of the tax. And such voter support for Mill Valley's schools by the community has tangible results in the form of consistently high student test scores and excellent staff. And the district cannot continue to maintain its excellent educational program without continuing the existing parcel tax, and without renewal of the parcel tax would be forced to reduce teachers and staff and cut vital programs. And the district has worked collaboratively with its school's community foundation, KIDDO, and with all six local PTAs to raise essential funds to provide art, music, drama, poetry, and dance for students across the district, as well as computers and other site needs for all six elementary and middle schools. And the district is committed to the highest standards of fiscal accountability and budget transparency, for which it has been publicly commended by the county, including independent audits, and must, by law, create a 3-year budget with a minimum 3% reserve. And Section 4 of Article 13A of the California Constitution and Government Code, Sections 50075 and following, authorize school districts to levy a special tax for specified purposes upon approval by 2/3 of the votes cast. The California Elections Code allows an election on such a measure to be completely or partially consolidated with any other election held on the same day and in the same territory or territory that is in part the same. Now, the Governing Board of the Mill Valley School District resolves as follows. Section 1. An election is called and ordered and shall be conducted on November 8, 2016, at which election will be submitted to the qualified voters of the Mill Valley School District a measure to authorize the continuation of the existing special tax for the purpose of providing specified educational programs for a period of 12 years. The full text of the measure is as follows, quote, measure blank. To maintain outstanding schools and high-quality teachers with approximately $9.4 million in annual funding, shall Mill Valley School District, Edna McGuire, Mill Valley Middle, Old Mill, Park, Strawberry Point, and Tamalpais Valley Schools continue its existing school parcel tax beginning in 2017-2018 for 12 years at the rate of $980 per parcel with annual cost of living adjustments, maintaining existing accountability measures, and with all revenues kept local and used exclusively for Mill Valley Elementary and Middle Schools. The proceeds of the special tax will be used to address the district's strategic plan for the specific purposes listed below: attract and retain high-quality teachers, maintain school libraries, library services, and physical education programs, and preserve small neighborhood schools and class sizes. This special tax shall authorize the district to continue to levy a special tax of $980 per assessor's parcel beginning July 1, 2017 and continuing for a period of 12 years. After the first year in which this special tax is levied, the rate of the special tax shall be increased 5% each year to account for increases in the cost of living. As of July 1, 2017, this special tax supersedes and replaces the qualified special tax authorized by voters as, quote, Measure A, end quote, in November 2008, and the tax authorized by Measure A shall cease to be levied. This special tax is estimated to raise $9.4 million in annual local funding for district schools based on the amount of the tax for the 2017-2018 tax year. The amount of annual local funding raised by this special tax will vary from year to year due to a number of factors, including annual adjustment and changes in the number of parcels exempt from the levy. The senior exemption provided in the existing special tax will be continued. The exemption shall be granted for any parcel owned by one or more persons 65 years of age or over on or before July 1st of any applicable year who uses that parcel as his or her principal place of residence upon application for exemption. The district must provide accountability measures to ensure that 1. The proceeds of the special tax are applied only to the specific purposes listed. 2. The proceeds of the special tax are deposited into a special account. 3. The district's chief fiscal officer files a report with the governing board at least once a year regarding the amount of funds collected, expended, and the status of projects funded by the special tax. And 4. In addition to the accountability measures required by law and described herein, an annual audit will be conducted to ensure that the proceeds of the special tax are used for the purposes identified. Pursuant to California Constitution Article 13B and applicable laws, the appropriations limit for the district will be adjusted periodically by the aggregate sum collected by levy of the special tax. Current law forbids any decrease in state or federal funding to the district resulting from the adoption of a special tax. However, if any such funding is reduced or affected because of the adoption of this local funding measure, then the board may reduce the amount of the special taxes levied as necessary in order to restore such state or federal funding and/or maximize the district's fiscal position for the benefit of the educational program. As a result, whether directly or indirectly, no funding from this measure may be taken away by the state or federal governments. The board hereby declares, and the voters, by approving this measure, concur that every section and part of this measure has independent value, and the board and the voters would have adopted each provision hereof, regardless of every other provision hereof. Upon approval of this measure by the voters, should any part of the measure or taxing formula be found by a court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid for any reason, all remaining parts of the measure or taxing formula hereof shall remain in full force and effect to the fullest extent allowed by law. End quote. Section 2. The text of the measure as displayed on each individual ballot shall be abbreviated and shall read as follows. Quote, continuation of Mill Valley School District Special Assessment for Educational Programs and Services. To maintain outstanding schools and high-quality teachers with approximately $9.4 million in annual funding, shall Mill Valley School District continue its existing school parcel tax beginning in 2017-2018 for 12 years at the rate of $980 per parcel with annual cost of living adjustments, maintaining existing accountability measures, and with all revenues kept local and used exclusively for Mill Valley Elementary and Middle Schools, end quote. Section 3. Subject to two-thirds approval of the voters and commencing on July 1, 2017, the Marin County Tax Collector shall collect the special tax annually on all assessors' parcels at the rate specified above for a period of 12 years. The Marin County Tax Collector shall collect and administer the special tax at the same time as, along with, and in the same manner as he or she fixes and collects ad valorem property taxes under provisions of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. With respect to all general property tax matters within its jurisdiction, the county tax collector shall make all final determinations of tax exemption or relief for any reason, and that decision shall be final and binding. With respect to matters specific to the levy of the special tax, including the senior exemption or any other disputed matter specific to the application of the special tax, the decisions of the district shall be final and binding. Section 4. The district shall provide all accountability measures required by Government Code Sections 50075.1 and 50075.3, including but not limited to the following. Ensuring that the proceeds of the special tax enacted by this resolution shall be applied only to the specific purposes identified in this resolution. Creating an account into which the proceeds of the special tax shall be deposited, and ensuring that the district's chief fiscal officer files a report with the governing board at least once a year regarding the amount of funds collected and expended. Section 5. In addition to the accountability measures required by law and described in Section 4, the district shall require an annual audit of the proceeds of the special tax to ensure that they are used for the purposes identified in this resolution. Section 6. The authority for the specifications of this election order is contained in California Education Code Section 5322. Section 7. The Mill Valley School District Governing Board President shall certify to the due adoption of this resolution and no later than August 10, 2016, deliver a copy of the certified resolution to the Marin County Superintendent of Schools and file a copy of the certified resolution with the Marin County Registrar of Voters and Marin County Board of Supervisors. Section 8. Governing board members, the district superintendent, and district officers are hereby authorized and directed individually and collectively to do any and all things and to execute, deliver, and perform any and all agreements and documents that they deem necessary or advisable in order to effectuate the purposes of this resolution. The board president and or her designees are hereby authorized to prepare and file any ballot argument prepared in connection with the election, including a rebuttal argument, which shall be considered the official ballot arguments, and to take all necessary action to prevent inclusion of false and or misleading information in ballot materials related to the measure. All actions previously taken by the officers and agents of the district that are in conformity with the purposes and intent of this resolution are hereby ratified, confirmed, and approved in all respects. Section 9. The Governing Board requests the Marin County Registrar of Voters and the Marin County Superintendent of Schools to take all steps necessary to call and hold the election on November 8, 2016, in accordance with law. The Marin County Superintendent of Schools is hereby further requested to prepare and execute a formal notice of parcel tax election and consolidation order and to call the election by causing the formal notice to be posted in accordance with the applicable law no later than August 10, 2016, or to otherwise cause the notice to be published as permitted by law. Section 10. The Governing Board requests the governing body of any other political subdivision or any officer otherwise authorized by law to consolidate partially or completely its election, and the Board consents to this consolidation. Section 11. The Marin County Board of Supervisors is authorized to canvass the returns of the election and declare the result pursuant to the Elections Code. Section 12. The district will reimburse the registrar and the county for costs associated with the election as required by law. Section 13. The board shall provide in each year for an increase in the district's appropriations limit as shall be necessary to ensure that the proceeds of the special tax may be spent for its authorized purposes. Section 14. If any section, subsection, phrase, or clause of this resolution is for any reason held to be invalid, the invalidation shall not affect the validity of the remaining portions of this resolution. The Governing Board declares that it would have adopted this resolution and each section, subsection, phrase, or clause of the resolution irrespective of the fact that any one or more sections, subsections, phrases, or clauses may be declared invalid. Passed and adopted by the Board of Trustees of the Mill Valley School District at a regular meeting held on the third day of June 2016 by the following vote. Ayes, May, Moses, Wachtel. Noes, 0. Absent, Jacobs, Party. Abstain, 0. Signature, Robin B. Moses, President of the Board.